Both Lifetime recent versions are very similar and seek to capture the same information. For example, details about the types of attempts, preparatory behaviors, evaluating intensity of ideation, and obtaining a score for the potential of lethality. As previously mentioned, this training doesn't go into those details. The QA documentation training for completing the CSSRS does. But I kind of want to just point out that the main difference between these two versions is that there are additional sample questions listed in the pediatric cognitively impaired version that use more simple concrete language. So for example, item number 2 on both versions is assessing for the presence of suicidal ideation, but without a method in mind or a plan. So both versions give the suggested question, quote, have you actually had thoughts of killing yourself? The pediatric cognitively impaired version has an additional suggested question, quote, have you thought about doing something to make yourself not alive anymore? So you can see that second suggested question kind of breaks it down into language that a younger child might understand, or if somebody's having difficulty with their thinking processes, this might be more clear to them.